In the last part of Acts 20 and verse 28, the Bible makes this statement, that they were to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. We learn a very important fact in this passage, that the church, the kingdom of God, has been purchased with the most precious thing that it could have ever been purchased with, the very blood of Jesus Christ. You and I know that Jesus was the Son of God. Not only the Son of God, but as John describes in the first chapter of his gospel, he was God and was with God even in the beginning, the Creator himself. And so as we consider that and we think now of Jesus coming as the Word to the earth, dying after dwelling among men, then we see he gave his blood on the cross, shed that blood, that we might have forgiveness of sins. But furthermore, as we read here, that we might be able to know that he purchased the church. We also mentioned a moment ago forgiveness of sins. We know the scriptures talk often about the fact that it is through the blood of Christ which we have forgiveness of sins. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 helps us with that. The concept is given again in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, that we are washed in the blood of Jesus. So we begin to see that this blood, this cleansing agent, that blood that was given to purchase the church, came from the perfect individual, the only individual that it could, so that things would fully come to pass as God had intended. To understand it a little bit better, think for just a moment about some of the things that we learn from the Hebrew writer. If you consider with me around the Hebrews chapters 8 and 9, we begin to have some clear evidences about not only the fact, as Jeremiah had said, that a new covenant would come, sealed with blood, the blood of Christ, but also there in chapter 9, the fact that it is Jesus who came to accomplish that. Therefore, Jesus, through his blood, purchased the church. In chapter 9, verse 11, it states, "But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, which the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is not of this creation." Here, verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place for all, having obtained redemption. It goes on to talk about the fact that the blood of bulls and goats would not have been enough. But then again in verse 14 it says, if the blood of bulls and goats were able to push forward sin under the old law, how much more can the blood of our perfect Savior Jesus do? Well, I'll tell you how much more. It can completely forgive and forget sin, as the Hebrew writer says, but it also was enough to purchase the institution that we are now a part of unto salvation. That institution purchased with the blood that someday, when the Lord comes again, we might be taken home, received back again to him, and taken to heaven. Through all these things, then, we understand that the importance of the blood of Christ cannot be underestimated. For without the blood of Jesus, you and I would not have the opportunity not only to be called Christians, but to be called his church.